joining us, though, on our 7-year anniversary party tonight. Let's go to William Henry. William, how are you, my friend?
Hi, George. How are you?
Good. Good to have you with us on our little celebration night. What's new with you?
Hey, well, first, please accept my heartiest congratulations on 7 years as host of Coast to Coast. I know this was a dream come true for you, and there's no doubt that your voice has lifted the spirits of millions and has become a beacon of inspiration and trust, George. And I want to say thank you personally for all that you've done for me. It's hard to believe it's been 7 years already.
Well, thank you, because as you well know, 7 years ago, Mr. Green here was getting his way through some of these guests and couldn't understand the brilliancy of William Henry and dumped you early. And that's when I got my first batch of a million emails. So I learned the hard way.
Well, hey, and we've had a million laughs about it since then, so it's always a good thing. And, you know, planted a seed there, and now it's turned to this beautiful tree, and the fruit is plentiful, so it's all good.
You know, what I can't get over, William, is how fast this time is just buzzing by. 7 years seems like just yesterday, and actually I've been associated with Coast to Coast now 9 years, but it's 7 years full-time, and I don't know where the time's going.
Well, and it's a good thing. Your voice has changed too, George. It's deepened, you've matured, and all of that. So
thank you so much. It's really going. So what's new with you?
Well, I'm just looking forward to 2010. I remember growing up, you'd always hear 2010, and it seemed like it was so far into the future, and now it's here, and I'm just getting ready. I'm leaving for Egypt in a couple of weeks and getting ready for presentations in Los Angeles and Sedona and Florida soon after that. So I've got a hunch that 2010 is going to be a year we're going to look back on where many of the mysteries are going to be solved, and we're going to see a lot of transformation and awakening planet-wide. And I'm just thrilled to be sitting here ringside watching it all happen and to be playing a small part in it, too.
Well, I'll look forward to our next program with you too, William.
Absolutely. Thank you, George.
Thank you. And, of course, one of our very favorite guests here on Coast to Coast, who, you know, just says it the way he sees it, investigates it, and then puts it out there, is none other than Jim Mars. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Howdy, George.
Good to have you with us tonight. Special night for me, and I'm glad you're part of it, Jim.
Well, this is just super. This is just super. We all have reason to be very thankful. You've been on the air for 7 years. That's amazing. It makes me feel old. We made it through the holiday season, you know, the dollar's still holding up, and the Cowboys beat the Eagles. Hey, how can you lose?
Yes, now it's off to what, playoff time and Super Bowl time? We'll see what happens.
No, we're going to have an instant replay. Next week, they got to play the Eagles again.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's true.
Isn't that amazing?
I have a feeling the Eagles won't be as easy as they were on Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, is that they'll come back looking for vengeance, and the Cowboys will say, well, you know, we did it once, we'll do it again, and they'll lay down. But who knows?
Well, hey, Jimmy, are we ever going to get to the bottom of the JFK assassination? What do you think? Publicly.
We already have. Well, okay. I think what you're really asking, George, is will there ever be a news conference and they're going to go, okay, here's what really happened.
Here's what happened. Yeah.
That ain't going to happen. But the truth is out there right now. I was with your compadre Ian Punnett here a while back with Douglas Horn, who was with the Assassination Records Review Board,
right,
and was one of the few insiders to actually, number one, see the inside information, and number two, to be able to depose some of the people who actually participated in the autopsy and in the medical examination. And what he stated is the same thing I wrote in Crossfire 20 years ago, and what all of the serious researchers have said for forever. The only reason the Kennedy assassination appears to be controversial is that there is fraud in the evidence as presented by the government. And, you know, how can that be unless the government was involved? This was a coup, George, and more and more people are beginning to realize that. And historians, regardless of what their political stripe or how they look at it, are all pretty much in agreement that this country's gone downhill since November of 1963.
Jim, I look forward to more investigative work from you in 2010, my friend.
Well, I've got a major book coming out a little later in the year. And I'll just leave you with this, George. Expect the unexpected, because I don't think anything is going to come off in 2010 the way that anyone thinks, and that includes the New World Order boys. I don't think their plans are going to come together as neatly as they would like. So it's going to be, as Betty Davis said, a bumpy ride, but, you know, it may be a real opportunity for you and I and all your listeners, if we're prepared mentally, physically, spiritually, I think we might see some really good come out of the year.
I think so, too. We're going to take this ride with you, Jim Mars, all the way, my friend.
That sounds great. Congratulations again.
Thank you very much, Jim Mars. And, of course, the psychic Joseph Jacobs, who's with us tonight, saw the economic mess through the eyes of a psychic, and he's very intuitive. One other person, Gerald Celente, has been telling us on Coast to Coast for some time now, folks, it's coming, and it's going to get bad. And here he is, Gerald Celente. Gerald, thank you for joining us.
Oh, George, I thank you for all you do and for all you give to help enrich and inform the many millions who count on you. And, of course, thank you for having me as a guest so frequently, for your fine, for being such a fine gentleman and a most gracious host. You're a man of your word and a man of honor. And I know that I speak for the legions of loyal listeners out there who wish you many, many more years of continued great success, good fortune, and excellent health. And, George, America and the world needs and cherishes George Norrie. So thank you for keeping the beacon of truth shining. You do a great service to so many of us.
Thank you, Gerald, and thank you for everything you've done for us, helping out so many people months ahead of this economic mess. A lot of people who moved their money because of you, and you probably saved their tail, if you know what I mean.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Gerald Celente.